praise the Lord. We praise this name. I don't know whether. You know, I was sitting there, I was thinking. I said, Lord, we've seen the promised land. We had our eyes on the promised land. Now we're getting ready to cross Jordan and we're going across. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, they had some battles, you know, but when they got to Jordan, the Lord did the same thing he did at the Red Sea. He pulled the Jordan rivers up on one side and let them go across. And I believe that the Lord is telling us the same thing. I've been in Joshua and things over. I said, Lord. And he said, it's time to go across. He said, let them, give them, stir them up and let them know they can do it. Hallelujah. You know, Moses, he was getting ready to die. And the Bible says he called Joshua, who was his minister. And the Lord, I'm getting ready to go. And then when he died, he said, the Bible said Moses was dead in the first chapter. But then the Lord called Joshua and gave him some instructions. The Lord has given us some instructions. He told this church what they're supposed to do. He told us many times. He told us he raised us up for this generation. Oh, yeah, whether you know it or not, I'm sorry. You stayed here, you raised up for something. Praise the Lord. And I believe God is getting ready now to take us across that Jordan. Oh, yes, Lord. So get by Jordan. We going across. Glory to God. I just praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just thank the Lord for being here today. Thank the Lord for the trials and the tests. Hey, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because, you know, I found out they make you. You in a test and a trial, you being made. Because the Bible say our steps are ordered. Now, either you believe that or don't you? Either we going to believe this word or we going to be lost. But I find out if you keep it word, like it said, we will pass many hardships that we would have went through if we just keep this word. That's right, Brother Mark. That's the truth. If we keep the word, we're gonna find what we're looking for. I tell you, it's wonderful. Will you stand just a moment? I tell you, let's give God a little more praise. He deserved the praise. He deserved the praise. Hallelujah. So as we sitting here playing and we were singing and she was singing and the Holy Spirit got in the thing and he was doing his thing and I'm sitting here and I'm saying and I'm asking him some things right then. I say, since we got your attention, this is what I'd like to ask you now. Since I got your attention, praise the Lord. And I begin to tell him, I say, Lord, I was kind of like one of them. Hey, I be reading the Bible. What they say, I can say too. I said, Lord, I've served you many, many years. I've walked before you. And I said, I ain't always know how to do things, you know. And I told him something. I ain't tell you everything I told him now. I said, but you know what I want, and I'm looking for you to do what you say. I don't take me from this earth until you let me see the glory of God. Don't take me out of here, Lord, until I can see every promise you gave me. I want to see it with my eyes. Thank you, Jesus. You believe he's going to let me see it? All right, give God a praise. Hallelujah. My pastor always told me, she said, whatever you see wrong in other ministers, say you correct them. You say you correct what you saw. So I know that there are times when people grow. Ministers get scared. They don't want them to grow over them. But I want you to grow and be the best you can be. The Lord began to show me the world, how big it was. He said, no one can grow outside of what you can do for me. Nobody. He said, the world is so big, it's so much to do. Let them grow till they grow up to wherever they're going to grow. Because they can't take nothing that I'm giving you. And I begin to understand that, Al, I did. Because I remember one of the ministers, I'm at home. I won't let you stand too long. I remember that when I was a young Christian and the Lord had given me a Sunday school class, he always had his hands up on my life. And I feel that class. I had people everywhere. Inspector Brother Holloway and all the Holloways. And they, when I come to church or they make me shame. Sit up, stand up, Dave. I don't want to be stand up, but anyway. Praise the Lord. I thought about it. I say, but then the pastor got kind of, he got kind of nervous. They say, you know, Sister David, they want, Sister David's room is full. So he says that. So he got me preach somebody trying to take the church from him. I've been in some good places. Everywhere I've been, where the devil tried to stop me, God done brought me to this place. Hallelujah. And now he's going to show me who he is. You thought it was going to kill you. You still living. You still, you know, it didn't kill me, Al. It didn't kill me. I was always next to the pastor, Clay. I was always next to the pastor. Wherever church I went to, the pastor wanted me to be the assistant. One lady was, this man is a big bishop now. And he said, ask Sister Davis, will she assist me? He was growing. I said, no, I don't feel led to do that right now. I just didn't feel led. I was a young Christian. I didn't know where I was supposed to be, you know. So I didn't. And then my sister Lee, she wanted me to be her assistant pastor. I just could not assist. I didn't want to be no pastor. Women, I was taught women couldn't be pastors. What are you talking about? I preached that women couldn't be pastors. I went to churches and sit people down talking about a woman can't be no pastor. Had to eat them words. So I mean, Clay was studying when we was over there. And he said, well, Pastor, he didn't mean no harm. He said, well, Pastor, he said, what it mean? You know, where it say, let your women keep silent in the church. And the Holy Spirit hit me. I wouldn't have never knew what that meant till you asked me that. I said, he said, let your women. He didn't say, let the women. Lord just popped in my head. And me and Clay said, yeah. I said, that's why I know that the Holy Ghost wrote the word. It was wrote by inspired men of God. Because, you know, some of these men that, they would say, let the women. But he said, let your women. And then the learning that I had, see that? Okay, now. So he said, so, you know, it's a teaching on that. How the women couldn't sit with the men. And they go up there, what'd he say? Then the inner will say, ask if you want to know anything, ask when you get home. But see, we're living in a different generation now. Praise the Lord. I said, well, Philip had some daughters that prophesied. What did he prophesy to the mules? The Philip's daughters prophesied. Hallelujah. Deborah was a big prophetess that Balak said, I ain't going nowhere unless you go. I'm not saying every woman up here is called. But God's going to prove my calling. God is going to prove my calling. Because he done set me free. And I'm getting ready to act a pure nut. I'm just getting ready to get really, really. I just want to thank the Lord for hallelujah. One thing I learned when I was out there going is how to praise God. Now, I didn't learn everything. But I sure learned how to praise God. And I believe if you praise him, the Bible say he lives in the praise of his people. You can't praise him enough. You can't tell, you can't run around this church enough. You can't jump enough. You can't say hallelujah enough. You can't say praise God enough. You can't do it enough because he loves it. He lives in the praise of his people. He lives in the praise of people. I ain't trying to lift nobody up, but I really thank Cynthia and Clay. They took me to the doctor, got me up, got this stuff done I supposed to have. Without, you know, let me tell you something. You can tell when folk don't want to be bothered with you. Don't y'all tell me, I love you, Sister. I tell when you don't love me. It's just your words. But them two people love me. He said, my door is open. Oh, you come out and say, oh, Lord, you know, you're just so good to me. I don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know. And somebody say, eat it up, live. I say, yeah, I'm going to live while I can. I say, I'm just going to live and just have a good time. I've been treated like the Queen of Sheba twice over. Couldn't think of them steaks. I couldn't think of the name of the steaks, Clay. I couldn't think of it. What was it? Porterhouse. Whoopee, get out. Hey. Yes. Not no, porterhouse. Have you to know
And then I had shrimp the next day, porterhouse the next day. I said, oh, Jesus, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. Praise the Lord. I'm just, praise the Lord. What do you need? What do you need? Hallelujah. And I'm beginning with Marvin. That's my other son-in-law. So I stay with both son-in-law. I know y'all tired, but y'all understand a little while. He just loved me so. It was just, nobody made me feel I could not stay. You know, but I'm about to have my own stuff. I got my own ideas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and Dee Dee say, Mama, you need, I said, well, Dee, okay. You know, Marvin said the same. Is Mama going to stay here till after? Come on. Everything I say I wanted, he run in the store and got it. I didn't have to, I just say, ooh, you like grape, Mama? You like cherries? Oh, I love cherries. This man come back with black cherries. This, I know he paid $20 for them. You know, that's when them cherries, good cherries. Did you eat all your cherries? I said, Lord, I better not ask him nothing. So the Lord has been good to me. The Lord has been good to you. He give you what you need at the time that you need it. He give you what you need at the time that you need it. At that time, I needed what he gave me. I needed from people what he showed. So, Father, I thank you. I just want to tell you all, I appreciate your prayers. You pray, because God getting ready to move in this place. If I ever knew this, if I ever knew it, I know it now. The things he's been putting in my head, in my mind, telling me what he's going to do, I'm telling you, waking me up at 2. I said, Lord, now, it was 5. Well, okay. I slid on out the bed anyway. He's a good God. Lord, I want to thank you. I thank you for your people. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the love that's been shown to me. I thank you, Lord, for the people who have come and stood and said, yeah, we're going to get this thing done. And so, Lord, I just want to praise you and I thank you. Pray we're going to learn. We're learning how. We're doing the best we can, Lord. We're learning how to praise you. We're learning how, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I just want to thank you again and again. I just, oh, God, let's spend a half an hour just thanking you, Lord. You're just good. Praise the Lord. So I'm asking you, precious Holy Spirit, have your way in this place today. I pray, hallelujah, that you'd heal and deliver your people. Lord, let miracles, signs, and wonders be seen in this place. Just like you said, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let somebody get a miracle today. Get somebody, Lord, a wonder today. Get somebody a healing today. In Jesus' name, God, heal and deliver your people. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We got the love, God. You told me we had the love. And I'll tell the saints whatever you said. But I just want to thank you, Father. But this is your day for your people. Number 8, hallelujah. This is 8, hallelujah. This is it for us, God. I just praise you. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I glorify your name. And all the people said, you may be seated. I thank you for Sister Gerda, too. She had me over, and she feeds me good. She's so precious, I tell you. She's so precious. Right at the right time. You know, when things done at the right time, it's just good. I want to go over to Joshua. Hallelujah. And I want y'all to pray that the Lord will let me anoint me to minister this word to you. Because it's very important that we, hallelujah, so much been coming to me. You know, you can't preach everything. You got to try to stay with, stay on what the Lord wants the people to know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Read many times, but have got some, like you read the Bible and then something else come to you. Now, the death of Moses, I'm going to do some reading. The Moses, of the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses' minister said, Moses, my servant is dead. So Moses was dead. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to you, even to the children of Israel. Every place that your soul of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Let's skip down to the number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'm going to be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers. And during this time, it was land, and still look like it's land. Now they fighting over there. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou might observe to do according to all the law that Moses my servant command thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whether you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. Listen at this now. Day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Say them again. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. And this is what the Lord is telling us today. Be strong and very courageous. Because where he going to take us, you ain't never been. I ain't never been. But we have stood together in love so long, I believe we can do it. Can you do it? Can you do it? Praise the Lord. The Lord was telling, I said, Lord, I was praying about the church because I don't know why. I did a lot of fasting praying in my younger days. I don't know, Brother Mark, what I prayed. I prayed all day and all night. I go to the church and pray all night by myself. Did I ask you to fill the church? I don't know. I can't remember. I don't remember. I just prayed to help people. I always wanted to help people. Don't ever call me up to speak because that's what I'm going to do. If you call me up to bless the food, I'm going to be talking about I want to pray for you. Because that's all on my mind. I want to help people. I want God to be God. I want people to see God. See, I believe people got to see something. You can tell, I was talking to this young man yesterday, and he was saying just what I'm thinking in my heart. You can talk all you want to talk. But when they went out, signs and wonders followed their ministry. And I said, God, now there it is, and I want it. I want signs and wonders to follow this ministry because that's what the Bible say. Amen. That's what it say. And then I begin to think, why did Jesus heal everybody? Why did he heal everybody? Because he was God. And because this is something, when you heal natural, so start with the natural first. Is that what you said? When people see people naturally healed, it raises their faith to believe this is a God. Look, there's a lot of gods out there. And some of these sinners is living better than some of y'all. So when you get to preaching on you know, natural things, you know, somebody was telling me that day. He said, yeah, but you know, sinners, they have stuff too. Amen. But I realize now why God moving like he moving. So y'all get ready. Leonard, you get ready for your ears to open. Because God is going to heal your ears. You ain't been waiting. You ain't been waiting this long. God is going to heal you. Sister Davis can't heal you. But God can heal you. I saw Tawana. I'm getting bold. I said, I'm sick of this devil. And some things that's happening in my life that many of y'all know, and I ain't going to try to explain nothing. I said, you do this, God, to show people, not that I want it done but you let the folk know who you are. I said, get bad in this thing. I said, do it just to lift your name. Now I had to go back over there. But I say, Lord, let your will be done in this situation. Because I'm going to be glad whatever you do. So do you listen to people that love you and that maybe somebody did wrong to the person and they'll say, I think so and so and so and so. I said, well, Lord, that ain't nothing but the devil. Don't they realize you're dealing with the devil? You know, it's the devil you're dealing with. Everything that's going on is the devil. It ain't none of this person. I've been knowing this person for 61 years. It ain't just the devil. I said, so, Lord, you do what you want to do, and I'm going to be satisfied. Amen. So if I can't do this work, I'm letting it alone now. Me saying too much. Because I've made up my mind. I'm going to finish my work. I said, I done made up my mind. I know what God gave me. And I'm going to finish up now. Time to finish. Time saying, Lord, you gave me some. Listen, Miss Marilyn was talking. She said, well, you know, if Jesus don't come say next, I'm going to leave here anyway. We're going to be going. We ain't going to be in no 50 more, 60 more years. Come on now. It ain't going to happen. We're going to be out of here. Amen. But I want to show you something in the Word of God. So much said. Father, I thank you for your people. They're so sweet. Hallelujah. So after Moses died, they're getting ready to go. They got to go over one more river. We got to go over one more river. That's what you feel. You feel you're feeling about this trip we got to take. Yeah. So he said, remember the words of Moses, number 13, 1 and 13, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest, has given you this land. You remember what God has told us in this church. Remember it. That's what happens. People don't remember what God say. You got to remember it. Praise the Lord. And with Moses, my servant, he said, the book of the law shouldn't pass. Okay, we're going to get over here. He said, your wives and your children, everybody. He's going to take everybody. Praise the Lord. But I underline the word. The devil, no, you ain't taking this. Praise the Lord. Then he said, your wives, your little ones, your children, all we're going to pass over. Armed. Now, even though they armed themselves, there were many times when the enemy doubled what they had. Even though they had thousands, the enemy would, you know, they say, well, one can't beat him. We'll get about 10 of us go together. And every time they got up, God beat them down to the ground until they got sin in the camp. That's another message. And I'm not preaching that today. And so I'm going to read number two. Start number two. Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out to Shechem two men that spied secretly. He said, go throughout the land, Jericho. They went and came into Harlot, the harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. It was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in here tonight to kind of seek us out here. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab and said, bring them guys out of there. Bring them out. I want to see them that entered into your house. For they come to search out all the country. I love this. So the woman took the two men and hid them. Don't tell me, ask me nothing about no land and nothing. I don't want to hear that. I ain't going to preach that. The woman took the two men and hid them. And then she told the people when they come, say, well, yeah, they did come, but, you know, they're gone. And they left out before the close of the glade. So they went on off. So if you go, you'll find them. But she had them hid up on the roof. Y'all read the story. And the men pursued after them, number seven, on the way to Jordan. They're going to Jordan. Until the forts. And as soon as they would pursued after them, they were gone out. They shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up on the roof. Listen to this. And she said unto these men, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that your terror is falling upon them, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. See, we heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. You know, some people can hear things and but their king didn't have no sense. He didn't have no sense. How you going to fight against somebody like that? He said, when you came out of Egypt and when you did what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, which whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. And that's all we asking, that God will be who he is. That people will see that there is a God. That's why, hallelujah, he tells us to do what we have to do. Because he wants people to know he's God. Amen. Thank you. Now, therefore, I pray you, I swear to me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house. Y'all read this? Let me see y'all read it. Give me a true token. That you may save my life, my father, my mother, and my brother. Hey, get it all in there, girl. And my sister. Oh, come on, girl. And all that they have, and deliver our lives unto death. Pray, I think that's so much. She named everybody. And the men answered her, our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, it shall be that when the Lord given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the wall. And she dwelt upon the wall, and she said, get you into the mountains, let the pursuers meet you. Hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers return. And afterward, we go our way, go your way. The men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line. Hallelujah. Y'all know, everybody know what that is. This line of scarlet thread, scarlet red thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father, thy mother, thy brethren, and all thy father's household home unto you of thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out the door of the house of this in the street, his blood shall be upon his head. So they promised her that when they come and take the land, that they would save her alive. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's wonderful. That's a whole nother message there. Praise the Lord. But she's also in Hebrews about Rahab the harlot. You know, and somebody asked me, well, did she lie? I said, well, you go tell God about that. I don't want to be arguing about that. You know, all I know is the woman wasn't saved in the beginning. Praise the Lord. So Moses, let's go to chapter 3. Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from the place that they were. They're getting ready to go now over to Jordan. Let me see. That was a word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be going. I just go so fast. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you should move and go to your place. I know it's chapter 6. Hallelujah. Now, well, that's kind of the base of the story. Here these people done heard about at least this woman. They all done heard. Because nobody went out that city or came in the city. They were scared to open up the doors or the gates because them things was big and, you know, I don't know how many it took to open the thing, but it take, you know, when you open it, people could come in there, so they were scared to open it or close it. So they was in the city. I suspect they could have sit there and let them starve, probably. But Joshua was commanded to take the city. Number 6, this is chapter 6. Joshua, it said, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None didn't go out and none didn't come in. And the Lord said to Joshua, I have given into thy hand Jericho. And the king, oh, here it is. And the Lord said unto Joshua, I missed the word, see. That's the word that popped off that page. See. See. It popped off the page when I read it. He said, I've given unto you, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. I'm going to give it all to you. Whenever God comes to the place he's brought us to, now it's time for all of us to visualize. We got to see what God has said to us in our minds. Our imagination's got to go now. We got to see the church filled. We got to see the parking lot filled. We got to see people healed. We got to see people saved at the altars. We got to see what God has said. Because he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And that means that you recognize what God has said. Praise God. You know, now he told Joshua what he wanted to do. And as he was talking to Joshua, his mind began to think. His mind began to see. He didn't see that they may have had more men than he had. He didn't see none of that. He only saw his God. We got to see our God now. We got to see what we have been preaching on. The Lord said, I said, Lord, you give me imagination because I don't know if I have a vivid imagination. But now I'm seeing. I'm going out to the door and say, door open. I'm going to get on the parking lot. I'm going to say, parking lot filled. Praise the Lord. I'm going to study and pray and get something to give the people. I said, now, Lord, I study and I pray. Now, you got to do the rest. You got to do the rest. Now, this is what helped me. When the Lord gave me that, a brother came on and said, you know, he said, I got a vivid imagination. And I stopped. He said, before I ever come out here, I see this field. He said, I preach to it before y'all ever come. I said, well, I declare. And it's just filled. I said, oh, okay. That's what you're doing. All right. I got to do something else here. Amen. We want to see souls. You got to see them. Say see. If you want to do anything, you got to see it. You can't do nothing unless you see it. You really can't. You can't do nothing unless you get it in your mind, I'm going to do this. D.D., God has given you minds and he's given you some binoculars. That's right. Because you got to see yourself. You got to see yourself well. You got to see yourself walking. You got to see it. And as you see it, your body will take control of what you see. I know this is the truth. Leonard, you got to see yourself hearing. You got to see yourself. You got to see yourself where you want to be. You got to see it in God. You got to see it. And then when you come to the house of God, you get to praise God. Now you ain't praising for Sister Davis to do nothing. Now you're not praising for brother so-and-so to come. Now you know that's God that give you, God that give you sight. God that make your legs walk. God that take this. God that healed your arm. I didn't lay my hands on you. I didn't pray for you. But in the power and in the glory of God, everything belongs in the glory of God. Woo, when you get the glory of God, our minds are wrong. Our minds are wrong. No, we got to see. I said, I'm looking for you. I ain't looking for nobody else. I'm looking for you. Praise the Lord. So listen, I don't care if the praise service holds a whole hour. We never have nothing. Because that is where you're going to get what you need. And they don't get because I'm preaching. All I do is stir you up to help you. But God is the healer. God is the deliverer. God is our righteousness. God is everything we need. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So you come into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, this is my day. I didn't know what that meant. I told you about that last week. But it's really the truth. No man shall glory in the sight of God. No man. No man. I'm not saying that God is not going to give me something and give you something. You know what I mean? A gift to help us get up there. But God is the healer. God is the healer. Otherwise, what he give us, when he put it in us, it raises the faith of the people. It raises, but their mind got to be on Jesus. When the Lord delivered me, Clay, my mind was not on A.A. Allen. My mind was on Jesus. All I thought about Jesus. And I said his name. I didn't say A.A. Allen. I said Jesus. And Jesus Christ himself delivered my soul. Delivered my mind. And that's where you're going to get yours. You're going to get it from Jesus. He's going to be the one. He ain't going to let nobody glory because nobody else. Then you just got through saying it. All of the glory, what? Is that what you said? Well, do you know what you said? And the Bible says, that is the power. That is the glory. He said forever. It ain't none of our power or glory. It's God. So I'm going to just tell you, our praise service is going to get long. Because that's where your healing, your deliverance, your mind, that's where you're coming from, in the praise. Now God told me that. And I begin to see it. I begin to see it, sister. Because then people been lifting up man too long. It ain't man. It's Jesus. I said it's Jesus. It's Jesus. That's who I called. That's who delivered me. That's who delivered my sister. That's who going to deliver you. That's who touched your arm this morning. Nobody. We were just singing and praising. And you say, my arm. We were just singing and praising. Girl, come on. God did that to back up what I'm trying to tell you this morning. It's Jesus. And when you go out here, you're going to say, yeah, you go there. Jesus there. Jesus is there. And Jesus is going to do this. And the other thing, you know, like the gifts he give us, they're for purposes. They're for purpose. But you love God. You're a child of God. You deserve everything that he's left for you. Amen. I'm going to church today, Lord. My mind been bothering me and I'm down in the dumps and such and such and such. When I get there, I'm going to get free. And then when you get over there and start praising God, you think about Jesus, you're going to do something with my mind. Jesus, you're going to do something with this. You're going to do something with that. And now you ain't thinking about the church. You got your mind on Jesus. It might take you about 20 or 30 minutes to get your mind where it's supposed to be. But praise God, I'm looking for God to move in this place. I'm looking for this place to fill. I'm looking for cars to be everywhere. I'm looking for the parking lot that you're going to have to go out there and set the people. Because I'm getting ready to lift up Jesus as much as I know. It's Jesus. It's him. It's him, brother. I know it's him. Now, Brother Allen prayed and sought the Lord like most of us do to get a gift and asked God that he could help the people. I had listened to this man for 2 years till my faith was up. You know, I was running around and trying to get free, and my church didn't know nothing about it. And I would forget it. And so one night, I had borrowed this woman's radio. I told y'all before, broke the radio, so the Lord let me keep the radio because I didn't have no money to buy now. And she got mad. She said, "You broke my radio. You can just have it." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. But I couldn't have had no radio. The Lord, you know, the radio broke, and then I kept the radio." I'm going to tell you about it when we get there, sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When he came on, he said, if you got, you know, he was praying for, you could hear the people screaming. During them time, people got, oh, my God. God was really moving in there. He said, praise the Lord, if you got something, he said, I see a lady, and I see you're bound. If you're bound in your mind or whatever, put your hand on the radio. And I could not hardly lift this hand right here. I was trying to get it on the radio. It felt like 2 tons. Honest to goodness. I'm trying to get it. Voices coming from this side. Don't you dare. Three. I know it was 3 of them. And they were tormenting me. Hallelujah. But I finally got my hand on the radio. When I got my hand on the radio, I went, and I got in the bed, and the scream came out of me just like it was in the Bible. I don't care who believe it. I know I've got free. And I know it was Jesus that set me free. It was not a man. I called Jesus, 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 and he set me free. And I've been free ever since. I went from Detroit to everywhere I could go trying to outrun the devil. I would go. I was trying to get rid of him, you know, because it was scary. I would see things. See, the devil got up on me, choking me with hands that I could not see. Now, I know when I look back over this thing, sister, God had a call on my life. That's why he tried so bad to kill me. I was in an accident. Tore my car completely up. Everybody ripping and running, they thought I was dead. But I'm still here. I'm still here. And I look back at all the things that the enemy has tried to take me out of here many times. And I said, he must be scared or something. And the Lord has kept me. I'm next to her in age. But I still can walk. I ain't got no arthritis in my legs. None in my, you know what I'm saying? God been good to me. And I realize he kept me for a reason. I can see because he kept me for a reason. Now I'm going to find out what this reason is. I ain't going to let him do all of this for nothing. I said, Lord, you didn't do this for nothing. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to tell you something. When you come here, you go back home and say, I'm going back and I'm going to get Jesus. And I'm taking him back to church next Sunday. And I'm going to just come in and say, Jesus, it's you. And I come to praise you. Don't just sing songs. I'm like, oh, it's him. It's him. It is him. I say it is him. But you got to realize it is him. It's Jesus. That's who it is. Amen. Yes, God gonna take us. We going across that Jordan. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, yeah. We going across Jordan to Canaan. And then oh my God. Then when Canaan, they had a good time in Canaan. Amen. But the banner stopped. You know, didn't the manna stop when it was over in the wilderness? Praise God. That don't mean now that God going to stop, but he going to take us to another level. We're going to learn how to seek him and praise him and thank him. Y'all ready? Y'all don't go now. Y'all stay on the other side. They did leave some people on the other side of Jordan. I don't want to park over there myself. Ain't nothing over there. And, you know, Dead Sea round in on in there. I don't want to stay over there. Praise the Lord. Over here, we got palm trees and everything, you know, and water. Hey, man, under the tree roots. And we got it going over here when we get over here. Praise the Lord. I want to see this church progress. Let's see, nothing but the church. Okay, no visitors. I was praying about this thing, and I was praying. And I said, God, I guess it's been me. I know. He said, you love one another. I said, we do. He said, but you need the works. I ain't talking about now what you do, Al. That's wonderful. You out there, you know, teaching people, other people. But if a young person were to come to this church and have something to do, they're not going to come and sit. Gwen, the Lord told me to tell you again to rise up. This is your time now. Young people need to be told the truth. There are 7 days in the week. You are welcome to one of them. To have you a class to teach these young people. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? Didi, you have already risen up. The Lord said, be encouraged. Be encouraged. I'll help you go out over there to get you some folks. And we have to pay them 50 cents. No. We got to keep going. So, okay. That's good. The children. You know, children, you know, they're going with what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? They're going on with what we're doing. But we got the people in here. We just start with what we got. You know, young people really need to be taught. Young women. They need to be taught. I talked to one the other day. She did my hair, and good Lord. Her the way she, the way these people think, it just, it'll make you faint. It's just terrible. They have no concept of holiness. No concept of you don't live with men you ain't married to. It's like when they tell you he's my fiance, that's supposed to, I ain't married. He my fiance. If they thought they was wrong, they wouldn't say that to them. But they got to be taught. They got to be taught. And we are the ones that need to do it. The ones that saved and love God. Ain't that right, sister? Sister, you got your class. You doing your thing. You keep on doing it. You got your class. But we got to have some for young people. We got to. And so while she was talking to me, she said her son was looking for a church. He happened to go to the church on Wednesday night, and the preacher was preaching on young men that Wednesday night. So he stayed. Because it was something that he heard that was helping him. You are my family. Y'all love me. Y'all know I live, and y'all believe it, and I do. But we got to have somebody here besides the family. You know what I'm saying? Y'all my family. All y'all here is my family. Oh, Leonard, you my family. Sorry, you my son. You my uncle or something in my family. You're my family. All of y'all are my family. She's my family. She treats me just like I'm her daughter. She loves me. And I know it. You know what I'm saying? You call me over. But we got to have some people. We got to win some souls. We got to go out and get some people in. And you got to get them into something. You can't say, come and sit. That ain't gonna cut it. You can't have people coming and sitting down. And so you see young people come, they leave because ain't nothing here to do. It ain't thought that we don't love people. They'll tell you in a minute, this church is full of love. And it is. It is. But the gifts and calls that God has given you, you got to use them now. You got to use them now. Amen. I think I said, Lord, I said, food sits back there. You know, we're giving people. We give food. But, you know, they changed the date of the thing. And then pastor got to go give the food. Because I live out here, you know. But if you found a place down there, I don't care. Give it to the people down there. As long as you be giving it to somebody that need it. You know what I'm saying? So sister took something I had. So it came to me. It's my fault. I'm not blaming you all on this. But I'm going to tell you, God has sure told me to give y'all some things to do. He said, you can't do everything. You see where you are. You don't try to do everything. You ain't got nothing done. No kidding. I kept the books. I paid the checks in this church. I did just what I did in my household. It ain't got me nowhere, but kept my mind all messed up where I couldn't. You know what I'm saying? But now Stephanie do her part, and Tawana do her part, and you know, she's always kept the books. But I kept my books. I paid the bills. I did everything. Now it's going to be some gas, got to be in it. I'm going to go back there and I'm going to call the people. Because that's what I've been doing all my life. But I told God, you show me how to get out of some of this stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I'm ready to preach and just seek the Lord and y'all do the rest. I don't mind helping doing something. You know what I'm saying? I want you to get up and do what God has called you to do. It's very important. I was talking to Karen yesterday. I said, listen, you may not think it's but a little bit, but I said, when you testify, you bless. So come to church and stand up and testify. Tell what God has done. Then you can find it. Well, they do the cooking for, you know, for the things, for the outreaches. Well, but that's what they do. That's fine. That keeps everything off of us. Steffi, keep the books. I want you to write. I ain't going to leave no list. You write your pastor and tell me what you want to do. I feel like God has called me thus and thus. And do it with all your heart. Am I wrong? Donald drives the other bus. And I'm going to talk to you about the other bus. I'll go out and get folks. I sold Avon. I know how to knock on folks' door. I'm not afraid of people. I'll knock on your door in a minute. Like, we be out and be lost. I said, pull up in there. I asked them people where we supposed to be. No, I don't want to. Put on up, honey. I'll ask them. I don't mind getting in people's face because that's the way I am. I'll get in your face and I will ask you, how do I get to Woodsville if I need to go? I do. You got to ask. You got to get up and, you know what I'm saying?